Hello, wonderful people. I go by the name Missy. Join me on the Real Life with Missy podcast. Let's get educated. Let's get informed on internal and external migration issues with inspiring stories from our amazing women, their life challenges, their life experience, and in all how they overcame. Join me today as I interview one of our beloved sisters. She is amazing, and she's here today to share with us her migration experience. Hello, madam. Thank you for joining me today on the Real Life with Missy podcast.
Thank you for having me as well. I'm so glad to be here.
As we go forward, I would like you to tell me a bit about yourself, your name, the country you went to, and your age.
Okay, my name is Abena from the Ashanti region. I went to Lebanon and I'm 25 years of age.
Okay, Abena, can you please tell us your life in Ghana before you embarked on the journey traveling to Lebanon?
Okay, I was in the village with my senior sister and my mother. Mm-hmm. We were only three in the family, but life was not that easy. We used to sell pure water on the streets to make a living. Mm-hmm. Because my mom was very old, my senior sister also got married with kids, and life wasn't easy for her as well. So I had to sell that pure water to be able to feed myself and my mother.
Wow. Wow. So how long were you selling this pure water on the street?
I started selling pure water at the age of 8 years whilst I was schooling. So I managed it from school. I'll go and sell the pure water. So when I got to GSA, someone was supporting me aside. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't that easy because it got to a time the person stopped. And he traveled as well. I wasn't hearing from him.
Which person stopped?
The one helping me. Okay. So he stopped and he traveled as well. So I wasn't hearing from him. Mm-hmm. And he was the only source and the only person who was helping me. So I had to continue selling the pure water to be able to continue with my education.
Wow.
So I got to SHS 1. Mm-hmm. I dropped out because of school fees. I wasn't
that.
Able to complete. So there was this one time I went to get my mom some drugs. On my way back home, I met this woman and she called me. She asked me of my name. I told her. She was like, where do I come from? She likes me. She told me she didn't know what made her to call me. And I was like, wow. And she told me that, what do I do for a living? And I said, I don't do anything for now. And I've also dropped out from school. Mm-hmm. So she told me she wanted to help me. And she asked me, what do I want to do? And I told her I wanted to go back to school. But at that time, she told me she cannot help me to go back to school. Mm-hmm. So the only help she can offer me is she's a beautician by herself. Mm-hmm. So she will help me learn it as well.
So, like, you work for her, like, as an apprenticeship?
Yes, yes.
For how long?
For 3 years.
And did you go through with it?
Yes, I did.
So, how did your traveling to Lebanon came about? At which point the traveling thing came in?
There was this day I was working in a shop. A woman came in to braid her hair. So, after working for her, she asked me my name. I told her. She told me I was doing well. The braiding was so nice. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to take me out of the country to go and do the hairdressing over there because I'm going to make it over there. And they pay very well as well. Yes. So I told her I wasn't having anything on me. I've never traveled before. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it looks like. So I went home and told my mom about it. But earlier on, she disagreed with me because I was the only one beside her taking care of her. Mm-hmm. So I decided not to go, but a week later, I called the woman because things were getting worse in the house. Mm-hmm. No food, we're really suffering.
Yeah.
So I decided to go and make it. And I decided that when I get there and things are really working well for me, every month I'll be sending my mom something.
For upkeep. Did you later agree?
Yes, I did.
Wow. And all was set for you to travel?
Yes, please.
And how long? How long did it take for your visa, passport and everything to be ready?
2 weeks.
Interesting. So in just 2 weeks, you acquired a passport and you acquired the visa and your air tickets.
Yes.
Wow. So tell me, when you got to Lebanon, what happened? Your migration experience, take us through.
So when I arrived at the airport, two women came to pick me up. So they got there and they were like, am I Abena? I said, yes. show me your passport. I showed it to them. So they took me to a house where they said I should sleep. So in a week time, then they'll take me to a shop. Rachel starts working. Mm-hmm. 1 week, I was still in the house doing house chores. So the following week, I spoke to the woman about me working at the shop. She told me I should just relax for a while. Mm-hmm. She will take me. That the woman she wants me to work with traveled and will be back the following week.
Okay, so were you taken to the shop?
No. I stayed in the house for like 3 weeks, getting to 1 month, and I was still doing house chores mm-hmm. without them taking me to the shop.
Unbelievable. Please tell us what happened next.
So I did house chores for like 4 months. And I was not still taken to the shop to work.
Wow.
So I started giving out complaints to the woman.
Yeah.
And it got to a time, mm-hmm. anytime I'll approach her about the shop mm-hmm. or me working at the shop, mm-hmm. she gets annoyed. Mm-hmm. So I did house chores for almost like 1 year.
Holy moly.
Eventually, I stopped complaining and decided to do the house chores.
Wow. Yes. And were you being paid for it?
Yes, I was being paid. And my first 6 months was given to the woman who helped me.
So you mean your first 6 months salary was given back to the woman in Ghana, the one who assisted you?
Yes, please.
Interesting. Abna is getting a bit emotional here. So let's quickly take a short break. We'll be right back.
It's real life with me. Everybody gotta stay tuned. We faced it, we lived it, and we survived it. Go carry life with me, see. Name na ni jang wum nung po ba ni yere. Yere nam suburo.
Hi, welcome back. This is the Real Life with Missy podcast. We have with us today Abna sharing with us her story. Her story is quite an intriguing one. Let's quickly go back and continue the story. Abna, how did you come back to Ghana?
So I worked for 1.5 years and it got to a time. These women, both of them were all lesbians.
Are you kidding me?
Yes. So it got to a time they involved me.
Wait a second. You mean they involved you like how?
They were sleeping with me.
Holy moly.
Yes. Normally, so always 3 times a day. So these women were sleeping with me for like 6 months.
So you mean this continued? They were sexually harassing you?
Yes.
For 6 good months.
Yes.
Wow. So how did you endure through all this?
Actually, it was painful and I cried most of the times. So there was this day they went out. They went out, both of them went out. But normally one goes out and the other one remains. So that very day, both of them went out. So I don't know what came into my mind though. I jumped one of the walls and I escaped. So I was on the streets of Lebanon for like a week.
Did you know where you were going?
No.
Did you have anyone that you could go to when you escaped?
No, I didn't have any money on me.
So you were just on the street?
Yes.
How did you survive? In terms of food, where you sleep?
Actually, I met this one of our African sisters.
Okay. Were they also on the streets?
Yes, they were on the streets. But the very next day, that very night, we slept in front of a shop.
Okay.
So the next day, we met one of our sisters again, but she had a place where she can lay her head down. She has some job. Like
she was okay.
Yeah, she was okay. So she took us in and helped us to come back to Ghana.
So it was through the lady you met, the second lady you met that
helped.
Assisted you and you came. Did you come back to Ghana alone or you came back with other ladies?
I came with one of the ladies, the one I met earlier on before.
The previous one. Yes. Interesting. So when you came back to Ghana, how did family and friends, how did the society receive you?
When I came back to Ghana, my mom was in a very bad condition.
Yeah.
And Rich, I was supposed to take care to the hospital by now. But when I came back, there was no money. I wasn't having any money on me. So friends were just making mockery of me because they were like, I've traveled outside and I came back with bare hands. So, but right now my problem is my mother.
I'm just curious about something. All these years that you spent in Lebanon, the 1.5 years or so, who was taking care of your mom?
My sister. When I left, she had no option than
to come back. Yes, okay, so she came in to take
care of my mother.
And now her situation is really, really bad.
Yes.
Wow. Wow. And family, friends, you said their friends were kind of making mockery of you.
It's very terrible.
Are you working now?
I'm not working. Now, any little money I make, I use it on my mom's health.
So what do you do to get that money?
I do odd job like cleaning, washing for people, maybe, and sometimes it's very hard for me to even get the work to do. Sometimes once in a week.
It doesn't come frequently.
Doesn't come frequently. So I really need help.
Wow.
Yes. Things are really hard for me now.
What would be your advice to our fellow women who wants to embark on such journeys?
Hey, for me, if this is those so-called agents, they should run, because, yes, all those promises they make, it's all fake. They tell lies, because I was supposed to go there for braiding. But I ended up doing house chores for almost 2 years, which wasn't easy at all. So my fellow men should be very careful. They should take good care of themselves. They shouldn't even trust anybody telling them, I'm taking you abroad. I want to help you. They are not going to help you. They are going to take you to hell.
So you prefer them staying back in their country, Ghana?
Yes.
And enjoying their gari, as I always say.
Gari and shito.
I'm sorry I burst out into laughter. The shito made me laugh. Abna, now that you are back, what do you intend doing? Like, any plans, any ideas?
Yes, because for now, the only thing I think it can help me with my mom's condition and myself is to get maybe a small store or equipment to start working with dates, because for now it's only braiding that I know how to do and I want to work with dates. So I really need help.
Abna says it is only braiding that she knows how to do better. And if there is anybody out there who would give Abna an assistance to make this dream of hers come true, please kindly do. We will be so, so, so grateful. Before I end today's podcast, I would also like to end it with a quote from William L. Swink. I also don't know if I got the name right, but he says, "We cannot and should not stop people from migrating. We have to give them a better life at home. Migration is a process and not a problem." Thank you for joining me today on the Real Life with Missy podcast. Until then, it's bye-bye.